Okay, today is Daf Lamed Dalet. I just want to go back to the second to bottom line on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, because we'll need to know that Gemara to get into the flow. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, Ula Mishmas David Tzvi Ben Dov Mordechai. His yard site is today, and Shalom Shav Aliyah. Okay, so it said the in Malabnan Esar Ofim. You can't use tiles. You can't heat up tiles on Yontif. You can't heat them up. So why not? So Mike oven, why not? You're heating up tiles to cook. So what's wrong with that? So two reasons. Amar Rabbi Bar Barchan, Amar Biyachan, Hacha Bira Afim de Chadasha Maskirin. We're talking about new tiles. So therefore what? So they're new. Mipnei Shetzarech Lebodkan. Because you have to check them out to make sure that they are strong and they can withstand the fire. How do you do that? Rashi says, Im Yochel Kabel Lavon, if they can accept the fire. Hilkach Biyam Teflo. So if on Yontif you can't use them. Why? Because Dilma Bapaki, maybe they'll get a burst. They weren't strong enough. V'yishtakach Torach Shalot Torach. And then you went down this road for no reason. What are you wasting everyone's time on Yontif? You shouldn't do that. Okay, that's one reason. Second reason is, V'amar le'meshet Torach le'chasman. You have to harden them. And then Rashi says, that's a problem of Makkah Bapatish. He doesn't say those words. He does say, Mihu kiven de behesek ze nase kli usher. That makes the kli. It's the last stage of making the kli. It's hardening it with a fire. Two reasons you can't do it. Now tenan hasam. We learned in chulin nothing whatsoever to do with yontif. Nothing at all. It says like this: darsa. If you stepped on a bird, you trample a bird, or someone tramples anybody. Oh, or shatarfa bekoso, or you threw it against the wall. Oh, or sharitzasa. Sharitzisa behema umafreches, or a behema did something to the bird, and the bottom line is that the bird is now mafreches. It's injured. Vishasa meis leis. You wait 24 hours, then vishachta, then you shacht it. Ksheir, it's kosher. It's a kosher bird. Why? Because there's a concept of a trefa, right? Trefa means it's not going to live for more than how long? A year. There's another concept that if it has some kind of broken bones, it's not going to live for 24 hours. But here, it lived for 24 hours. After you threw it at the wall, you waited 24 hours, then, and it's still alive. So it's not that trefa. It doesn't have that issue. That issue would have died already. Didn't die. It's not a problem. It's kosher. But, Amar Rebbe Elazar Bar Yanai, Mishum Rebbe Elazar Ben Antignos, Tzricha Bedika. But you have to do Bedika. What are you doing Bedika for? Says Rashi, long Rashi here, but it's worth to go through it. He says like this: Kishasa mi eis la eis. You waited 24 hours. Nami tzricha Bedika la achar shechita. You have to check the bird out, make sure there's nothing internal. Shema nishtabru rov tziloseha. Maybe most of its ribs are broken. Oh, or nishbru hashedra, or the spine got broken. V'nifsak hashchutchela, and the spinal column gets broken. Some other trefa is going on over here. Now, you don't do this with every bird in the world, but this one was different, because this one you played around with. You threw it, someone trampled on it. This one's different. Okay, wait, you live for 24 hours. That doesn't mean it's free and clear, right? You have to wait 24 hours. You waited 24 hours. Dilo shasa, if you didn't wait, afal pisha batka, velo matza, simen trefa, chimantarfa trefa. Even if you didn't wait 24 hours, and you found nothing wrong with this bird. I checked every inch of the bird. It's still trefa. Shazuhi achas mishwan also trefos. This is one of the 24 trefa, one of the 18 trefos. V'nikra risuke evarim, and it's called risuke evarim. She'evareha misparkin kulan. All the limbs are all broken. Afal pi she'ein rushim nikra, but even if you don't notice it, I checked that. I don't think anything wrong over here. It doesn't make a difference. V'zehu simana. This is the simon imshasa mi'eis le'eis. If it lives 24 hours. You know at least that much. You know that nothing happened. You know that it doesn't have that trefa. Because that won't live 24 hours. That you know it did. What about all the other trefas? You have to check it out. The kimluhu l'rabbanan mi'sinai. We have a tradition from our Sinai. The risak evarim. Eino chayim mi'esh le'es. If you have this risak evarim, whatever damage to the limbs, it's not going to live for 24 hours. And here it did live for 24 hours. Avol shar minei trefa chaya kol shnei mosachodesh. Every other trefa is the issue of 12 months. Okay? So you have to do Bedika. What does this have to do with Masechtas Beitza? Here we go. Now the Gemara says, "Boy minei Rabbi Yirmiyah mei Rabbi Zera, ma'u l'shochta b'yantif." So can I check this bird on Yantif? What's the issue? Mi machzikin and reusa b'yantif. Do we have a chazaka about? In other words, let's assume it turns out it waited 24 hours. Now I got a shechtet. Now I have to go examine it. If I examine it and I discover a treifa, I shechtet for no reason. Normally we would say, okay, you don't have to check anything. Maybe the lungs. You don't have to check. So go right ahead and check. But here there's like a little bit of a ray of thought. It's bad. It's already bad. So can I do this on Yontif? Can I go down this road? Olo or not? That's the question. Amalei Tanina. Well, didn't our Mishnah say that? Didn't it exactly our Mishnah? Ein malabnin es ha'ra'afim t'lasa behem. You can't get tiles and heat up the tiles to cook with. Vavinan ba maika. What's the problem with that? Why not? I can use an oven. Why can't I use tiles? No. We're talking about new tiles, right? You have to check them out. So too over here, you should not be allowed to shech the bird that has broken limbs, because I got to check it out. And it could be it's treifa, and then I wasted my whole afternoon. You shouldn't do that on Yontif. No. We learned a different reason. We learned the other reason. That's why I wanted to go over it again. We learned the reason that I'm going to have to harden it. It's nothing to do with bedika.
Listen, you can say that in anything. You check any chicken.
Yeah.
And you find a treifa in it, so you're wasting your time anyway.
Correct. But by a regular chicken, there's no track record that it's going to become a treifa. So that's considered like a
has a
chesed. Here is the chesed the opposite way.
You
check it out. But the point is, he's a decent question. Every shechita should be like that. So the answer is, every shechita, most of them are good. Here, most of them are not good.
Right.
Same with the tiles. What's wrong with the tiles? I'm allowed to cook it off, and why can't I heat up the tiles? No, the tiles are different. You have to check them out. Maybe they're going to break. So maybe they're going to break. So maybe the oven's going to break. Right. So we don't say that.
That's okay.
Right?
Anyway, you're saying that there's a chazaka that most tiles break.
What? I guess in those days, these new tiles, maybe they would break.
Maybe they would break.
Right.
Maybe they would break is the same as most tiles break.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
So,
the bottom line, answered back. No, I don't hold from that issue of the bedika. I hold from the other reason. The other reason is because you want to make sure that you have to harden them. It's makav patish on the tiles. That doesn't apply by the bird. So if that doesn't apply, then maybe I could taka shechtet. Okay, so we don't have an answer to that question. Okay.
How's your wife going to react to say, I bought you a smashed up bird?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, next. Tanya. So it doesn't really fit here, this story, but it's here anyway. Here we go. Echad nevi yasa'or. This is talking about on Shabbos, not Yontif, Shabbos. Somebody brings the fire. Vechad nevi yasa'etim. Somebody brings the wood. Vechad shofes yasa'gedera. Somebody places the pot on the fire. V'echad mevias hamayim. Somebody brings the water, puts it into the pot. V'echad nosim besocha. Someone else puts it in. V'echad nosim besocha tavlin. Somebody puts in spices. V'echad megis, and then another guy stirs. Kulum chayavin. Every single person here is chayav for cooking on Shabbos because everybody contributed to cooking on Shabbos. So they're all chayav. V'otanya, but there's another brisa that says achron chayav. Only the last guy is chayav. V'kulon peturin. And everybody else is putter. Okay? Lo kasha. It's not a kasha. When is everybody chayiv? The icy or meikara. Everybody's chayiv when the fire is the first thing done. So the fire is the first thing done. The fire is the first thing lit. Then somebody puts a pot down, he's cooking. Somebody puts water in, somebody puts spices in, somebody puts meat in, somebody stirs it, every single person's chayiv. However, ha the icy or lebasof. But what if you do the opposite? I put a pot down, then I put in water, then you put in meat, then another guy puts in spices, another guy stirs it, then somebody lights the fire. What did everyone else do? They didn't do anything. Therefore, they're all what? It's all, but they didn't do anything. It's all preparation.
I put in spices, I'm cooking.
But you didn't put the fire on yet.
Yeah.
So you walk over to this cup and you put spices in. You didn't do anything. Says Rashi, right? Rashi says, now normally we have a rule in Masechta Shabbos. What does pater mean? Aval Aser. So everybody else is Aser to do all that? And do anything. It's a funny thing. So Rashi says in the first mid-level line, the Icy Orla Basof, Ihu Hu Da Oven. He's the only guy who did anything. The Hanach, the other guys, Lo of the Midi. They didn't do anything. They didn't do a thing. If the fire is burnt last, if the fire is turned on last, right? It's a machlokas achronim if it's pater aval aser. Normally, pater means pater aval aser. Rashi doesn't seem to say that. Rashi seems to say they're off the hook. They didn't do anything. Can't say aser midrabanan. It's aser. Can't say that, right? Okay. So now, let's forget. In the chanami, it could be muksa.
Doing something you don't need to do on Shabbos.
It could be it's muksa. But that's only in the Rabbanan. We're talking about the Raisa, but cooking. It could be it's Moksa, Eina Chanami. Now, Bishlom Akulu, everybody else, Ka'avzi Maisa. Everybody did something. Ela Sofis is Akadeva, Maika Oven. Putting the pot down, what does that mean? What did you do? You didn't do anything. Just placed it down? Amar of Shimon ben Lakish, what do you mean? Hacha Bekadeva Chadash Oskinan. It was a new pot. Mishum, Libun, Rafaim, Naguba. It's the same thing as heating up the tiles. For the mak of a patish. You have to use the pot one time to forge it. So heating up the pot, you didn't do anything. You did something. You did something. You did mak of a patish. You made the pot a better pot. It didn't do anything with the cooking. Right? Rashi says, a very difficult Rashi. Rashi says, Mishum libun refoim naguba. Same thing. Rashi says, Mishum hach gzeira guf. It's the same gzeira. Sha'asru labin ra'afim. Since you're not allowed to heat up tiles, it's the same thing as heating up the pot. Everyone's busy. What did Rashi mean when he said Mishum Hach Gzeira? What Gzeira? Not a Gzeira. It's a Din Daraisa. It's Makab Patish. What does Rashi mean by that Gzeira? What does he mean by that?
All the other actions were started by the Ark. So that becomes.
Yeah, but if you put an empty pot on a fire, you didn't cook anything. Nothing to cook.
No, but that's not the case still here.
Yeah, yeah. That's the case. You light the fire, then he puts the pot down.
So that starts the
cooking?
Forging.
Fine. Exactly. It starts the forging. Exactly. Exactly. So Rashi says, but same gzeira as the tiles. Same gzeira? According to this, it's asa midaraisa. What do you mean gzeira?
Well, that's the derisa. If it's definitely, if that's the type of material that will cause it to harm.
But that's what we're saying, right?
So maybe he's gazera onto any other pot, and whether it does or doesn't do.
Right. Correct. Okay. That's you have to give some answer like that.
Obviously.
You have to give some answer like that. What about you want to take gazera?
It was the second time that they were using the pot.
Then in a chanami, he didn't do anything.
But he's hardening it also. I
mean, no, but then every the time was with everything. But we say that's not true. Once it's done, it's done, exactly. So that's not makav patish. And you're not cooking. You put an empty pot, you didn't cook. So you have to give some answer, right? So you have to give some answer, or actually the word zero.
I understand the tiles, they're liable to break under stress, but what's going to happen with a pot that hasn't been used before?
No, nothing. It's not going to break. The point is, the first time you use it, you've made the kli into a final, that's the final stage. You have a pot for 20 years, don't say that. But you never use it before, and I use it for maybe in those days, not today. In those days, you use it for the first time. That's like the final.
But it's not even in those days. They say today a lot of today's pots, the expensive pots, they don't get finished till you.
To use it one time.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's the same thing. Okay. Next, Tanu Rabbanan, Tanu Vichirayim, different kinds of ovens, Chadashim, new ones. They're like any other keli in your chutzar. Which you're allowed to move on Yontif. Aval ein sachen oso shemen. You can't smear them with oil. Vein toshen osam bematlis. What does this mean? You can't, what? Rub them with a cloth. Vein mafigin osam betonin. You can't, singe them?
Cool them
off in cold water. Kedei lechasman. Because this forges it. All this, what?
Hardens it,
exactly. This is all a problem of tikkun kli. Quenching, exactly. But if you're using it to cook, on Yontif, which you're allowed to do, then it's for sure mutter. Right? Fine. Okay. Next, Tana Rabbanan. The Braisa says, Molgin es harosh, that's haraglayim. You're allowed to, talking about an animal, on Yontif, you're gonna scald the feet and the rosh of the animal, because it's gonna prepare it to get shechted. Umahav havin oson ba'or, you can singe it in fire. Avalo toflin osom becharsis, but you can't do that with to get off the hairs. You have to make it easier to make it easier for shechita. You could do that. You could burn off the hairs, but avalo toflin osom becharsis. What does that mean? You can't scrape them off with earthenware. Velo ba'adama, not with earth. Velo ba'sid, not with lime. Why not? Because
it removes the hair,
right?
After shechita.
Ve'en gozes in osober misparayim. You can't use scissors. Ve'en gozes in esayerek b'tasporet shalo. You can't use a tool made for cutting down the vegetables. Avo misatnen esakundus, but you can vesa achvoyos. Those are different kinds of vegetables. Umasikin, and you could light up a fire. V'ofin bepurni, it's a big oven. Even though it's a big terech, a lot of such a big oven, you could do that. Chamin umachmin b'chamin b'antuchi, you could put a lot of water into an urn. Vein ofin bepurni chadasha shema tifchas, but don't use a new one because maybe it'll break. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, another issue, and then we get to a very hard gemara. Ein novchin b'mafuach, you're not allowed to use a bellows. Right, avol novchin b'shfaforis, but you can use a tube, which is a derech shinui. Then b'saknin es hashpud, you can't fix a spud is a spit. Then mechadzin also, you can't sharpen it. Tana Rabbanan, ein maftzin es hakana, you're not allowed to cut a reed litzlos bo meliach to roast a salted fish. Right? Because you're making a kli out of it. Avo but maftzien es ha'egos. You can break a nut b'matlis inside a rag, right? V'ein choshishin, and we're not choshesh shema tikara. Maybe the rag is going to break, it's going to rip a little bit, tear when you crack the nut, and the shell of the nut's going to rip the rag. We're not choshesh for that. Says Rashi, Vafilu nikres, and even if it rips, lo ichpas one, doesn't bother us. The ein zek korea almanas litfar, because it's not ripping on an almanas to re-sew it. So therefore what? Therefore it's a derabanan. Says Rekiva Eger. I were Rashi, I wouldn't say that. I would give a different reason. I would say, because it's a davar she'eino mischaven. It may or may not break. It's not for sure going to break. It's not a psik reisha. It may or may not happen. And therefore, and if it does happen, I don't care if it happens.
Doesn't exist anyway. Why would you go to something else if this is easier?
Yeah.
No, because
like
the davar she'eino mischaven is mutter, and the sosa manas is also mit derabanan. Right. So what did Rashi do that for? Why did Rashi say that? Just say davar she'eino mischaven. I don't intend to rip the rag. I don't want to do that. I want to crack the knot. I don't want the pieces to go flying all over the place. So I'm going to put it in a rag, and then I'm going to take a hammer and crack it. Now, it might rip the rag. It might not. Mutter. Rashi says, no, because if it ripped, it's not on condition to re-sew it, so therefore it's a derabanan. Says Rabbi Kimavis, why did Rashi say that?
Much better to go that way.
He leaves it, but it's Arachian. He came out and why Rashi said that.
But that's much better to go with.
Why? This is also derabanan.
Okay.
The Gemara says you're allowed to do it. Avol mafsin, so it goes about, you're allowed to put a knot inside a rig, ain't choshen shem tikara. We're not worried it's going to rip. Says Rashi, because only also a derabanan. Says Rabbi Kimavis, why did Rashi say that? Rashi says, Davar she'eino mischaven, and it's mutter.
Try to get away from davar she'eino mischaven.
Why?
Because it's the same. It's that slippery slope that Josh keeps asking about.
Is that davar she'eino mischaven?
Yes.
If you open a door to your house,
bingo.
Yeah.
And the flame goes out because a breeze came in.
Right.
The door didn't cause the breeze. You open the door, a breeze came. Here, you're actually using the keli to shine to try to crack something. If it breaks, it breaks. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But it's two different things. One, something as a result of you doing X, Y happened. Here, X and Y are sort of intertwined. It's together.
It's not an uncommon.
Is there any difference in Davar Shen Miskaven when it's two separate things? I open the door and at least.
Rosh Shlomo Zalman does say that about opening a refrigerator. He does say that because what does Davar Shen Miskaven even mean? It means you do a permitted act. You do a permitted act. It's mutter to crack the nut. It may or may not result in a forbidden act. May or may not result. That's mutter. We hold this mutter 100% mutter. Mutter lagamri. Mutter. That's what it means. You do a permitted act. Opening a refrigerator door is permitted. Now, may or may not result in a forbidden act. May or may not result. Not because you don't know if the light is on. That's not what it means. It means it may or may not. Right, so I want to comb my hair. May or may not pull hairs out. May or may not. Mutter. If it's for sure going to pull hairs out, awesome. May or may not. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. What?
Your intention is not to do it.
And your intention. So I want to crack open a nut. That's mutter. It may or may not rip the rag. That's mutter. It's mutter. Now, when you open the door and the heat goes on, that's a grumma. And also, is that definitely going to happen? When I open the door, it's definitely going to go on? Doesn't happen right away.
I find it more complicated.
Because we say it doesn't matter if it's nichle or not nichle. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. We don't hold like that. So right, Rashi picks Somster Almanath live notes.
Because even if it does,
Almanath live for whatever.
Even if it does rip it, who cares?
What?
That's the point.
That's what he's telling you.
If you were using your $30 fine linen napkin,
then what? It doesn't change the fact that it may or may not happen.
No, even if it does happen, it doesn't care.
No, so if it happens, then it turns out that you shouldn't have done it.
No, it's not. You're allowed to do it.
You're allowed to do it, but you can't do it next time.
You're allowed to do it.
You're allowed to do it. And what if it rips?
It rips.
Then next time you can't do it because now it's not a may or may not happen. Now it happened.
Even if it's a sick ratio.
Forbidden act is living. You can't sort of clean things on Shabbos. But if there's a spill on the table and you use an old rag to just wipe it off, you don't care about the rag.
What does that have to do with anything?
That's not
the same thing. Even, you don't care.
No, but it doesn't go by what you can't care.
That's what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying even if it's a sick ratio, it's definitely going to rip, right?
No, is that what he says? He says even if it rips, it's still a Durbanon.
Correct. He's telling you, even if it rips, it doesn't make a difference.
Uh-huh. I hear.
That's why.
The other way, if you're using a paper napkin,
right?
So you know it's going to rip.
Right.
So would that be also?
No, because paper napkins might not be considered something that you. It might not be also anyway to rip a napkin. Might not be. It's so worthless. So Zalman wants to say, has a thought to say, that opening a refrigerator is not a psych ratio. Because it's not like I do a permitted act which results in a. It's the same act. That didn't apply in the Gemara. There's no such thing like that in the Gemara. Where you do one act and it causes another act. Here it's the same act.
That is a psych ratio.
What?
Any act.
I know, but he wanted to say that it's so connected. It's so one act. It's not even two. Another thing. Like A causes B. No, A is B.
Listen, it's the same thing. That is what a sick ratio is. You cut the animal's head off.
Right.
It does die.
Right. I hear.
If you would use a cloth that you know would rip, that would be.
That's what he's asking.
Right. I know. That's
if you use a cloth, so it depends.
The show's gonna rip.
That would be awesome.
And a cointer? No, it's not.
A cointer? It's also a Durbanon.
Correct. That's what he's saying.
A napkin might not be even usher at all because it's so worthless. Right. But if you know it's going to rip, it might be usher at Durbanon. Exactly. That's what he's saying. That's what Rashi's saying. That's what Rashi said that.
That's a better answer.
Right, I hear. Okay, very good. Okay. Very hard mission now. Very hard Gemara. Here we go. V'od Amar Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer also said, what's also? Gigantic Rashi here. Why does it say? Also, because it's, okay, whatever. Omed Adam Alamuksa. A person could go into his backyard, right? Erev Shabbos, Shavuos. On Erev Shabbos, during Shemitah. What's during Shemitah? The Omer, and he said, and he could say, Mikan ani ochel l'machar. I need some apples out here. The apples, they're already plucked. So it's not an issue of pulling out anything. Not the issue of no malachas, just a question of books issue. It's a muksa issue. The apples are over there in the backyard. It's Shemitah. Vomer, mikan ani ochel l'machar. Tomorrow, I'm going to have these apples.
On Yontif.
V'chacham omrim ad shiyir shom. You have to mark them off. V'yomer, mikan v'ad kan. From there to there. Those apples I want. More specific. What's going on with Shemitah? So Rashi says on top, She'ein meiser noet ba. There's no meiser on Shemitah. There's no meiser on Shemitah. You don't have to give meiser on Shemitah. What does Shemitah mean? That all the fields are hefker, and you can eat whatever you want in anybody's fields. No meiser. Now you're not allowed to give trumas to meiser on Shabbos. Right? Here it's Shemitah. So there is no meiser. So there's nothing wrong. I'm not doing anything wrong. Right? She'ein meiser noet ba. Ve'ein mechusr el hazmana. The only issue is muksa. Hazmana. Setting it aside. It's the only issue. Fuadin bimusur for Shabbashin Shivua. It can be the same halacha if I already took off my sir, it's a different day of the year. Different year of the Shemitah cycle. Doesn't matter. El Orcha de Milsanakat. The reason I say it's a Shemitah year is because that's how it's normally gonna happen. Because the stam muksa la muusahu. Stam stuff in your backyard are usually not taken off mice yet. Why? Because you only have to take off mice once it goes into your house. It didn't go into the house yet, it's still in the yard. So I don't have to take off meiser. So in a normal year, it's unlikely that you have apples in your backyard that you already took off meiser on. Because they wouldn't be in your backyard. On a Shemitah year, that makes a lot of sense. There is no meiser. So they're sitting back there. The only issue, you see what's going on here? The only issue is hazmana, which is muksa. Okay, so you go before Shabbos, those are the ones I want. The begrogros with smukin heim stam muksa, because they're not processed. So grogros and smukin means unripe figs and raisins, something like that. Hein stam muksa, the stam muksa, the ein regin la'asa kod the gemar malacha. Nobody gives meister before the gemar malacha. Nobody does that. It's unusual to do that. I have to mishnai and zroyim are about this issue, but it's unusual to do that. So therefore, says Rashi, we picked a Shemitah year when there is no meister. And that's why they're in your backyard. That's why you didn't bring them to the house yet. They're not prepared. They're not done. They're not gemar malacha. But you want, you have nothing else to eat. So you go, so the machlokes, how you make hazmana. Tanakama says, Rabbi Eliezer says, just have to announce it. And Tacham says, you have to do something more than that. You have to actually, you know, make a mark. Oh, these are the apples I want. How you do that, I don't know, but you have to do something like that.
Isn't that similar to designating which birds in a...
Says Tosos on top. Now, Hiksha be Yerushalmi. Michalfa Shidusayu. It's the exact opposite. Because the Gemara is going to say like this. The Tosfos is going to say, Rebbe Eliezer is a Shamuti. So he holds like Beishamai. Right? He's a Beishamai man. And Beishamai held that you can't just go and announce which birds you want. You have to actually mark them.
Right.
That's exactly what the Chachamim say here, and that's Mithilo. Oh, yeah. It's the exact opposite. Tosfos was a smart man who learned Gemara the right way. He realized, wait a second, it doesn't make sense. The shitas are mixed up. So in the Rishalmi, it says that. You have to switch around the shitas. The Beshama le'elka amar, lo yitol, you can't take the birds, el'imke nenanea. You have to move them, touch them before yantif. That's the bird I want. V'hachi kamar, de ba'amir ba'almasagi. Here it says, just have to talk. Rabbi Eliezer, who's a Talmud of Beshama, just as mentioned, I want those apples. That doesn't make any sense.
Are you worried that the birds are not going to be there?
What? Yeah, but the point is, you have to do more than just announce.
Right, but here you're not worried that your apples. Are
so he's going to toss and say a different similar thing. Sagi dahar rabbalasa shemuti rabbalasa shemuti v'yesh lomar d'lo kasha d'lo mitzchalfa shidusayu. You don't have to change any shitas. The b'muksa the balei chayim muksa of live animals adif is worse, a worse muksa umachmirin tfei. Well, more machmir on a muksa of an animal than we are on apples, and therefore, Beishame would hold, you have to actually touch them. Different than they're going to fly away. Different reason, he says. At live. And by apples, we don't care. Maybe that's the reason why, because they're going to fly away. Maybe that's the reason. What about Batillo? Avokasha, the Machafasha, the Batillo. What about Batillo? What about him? Dil'el Kamar, Bomer, Mikan, and Yotel, Achar, Lamachar, Sagi. V'achar Kamar, the boy, Shirshum. Over there he said, announcing which birds he wants, good enough. And over here he says, you have to mark them off. Says, V'yesh Lomar, the shiny hacha, da k'tayu b'yadayim. Here it's different because you're doing it with your hands. I'm not 100% sure what he means by that. Okay. Now, Tanan Hasam, there's a Mishnah in Maisroth that says as follows. There are two requirements to giving off Maiser, when you have to give off Maiser. Number one, it has to be Gemar. And number two, it has to be in the house. You have to bring it into the house through the front door, right? You know, everyone knows those stories. They bring it into the back door, right? You have to bring it through the front door, and it has to be Gemar. So the Mishnah says like this: Tinokos, kids, shetamnu te'enim me'erev Shabbos. They hid. They were playing games, and they hid the dates on erev Shabbos. They were playing hide and seek with the dates, and they hid the dates on erev Shabbos. V'shachacho, and forgot. V'lo isuro, and nobody took off meiser. L'matzah Shabbos, on matzah Shabbos, lo, then you find them on matzah Shabbos. Lo yeyochel, you're not allowed to eat them. Ella im kein osro, unless you take off meiser. Why? Why? Why did you take off meiser? They didn't go into the front door yet. So Rashi explains. It's a very long Rashi here, but we're going to read the whole thing because it's very, very important. The first Rashi in the Gemara. So Tinokas shetamnu b'te'enim, the kids hid the fruits besada in the field or begino in the garden la'achilas Shabbos. They intended to eat them on Shabbos, the kids. V'shachachu, but everyone forgot about them. V'lo isuro, no one took off meiser. Lo yeyachel, you can't eat them. Af agaf tekaimelon ein atevel mischayev b'meiser la'ochlo achilas aray ad shir pnei abayis o pnei achatzer. Aye, you're not chayev and meiser till they go into the front door. And here they didn't. Here they didn't. V'bav mesiyah basoch resapolim achilas Shabbos chashuva. Shabbos is different. I'm eating it for Shabbos. I have to take off meiser, even if they're in the yard. Right? V'aray shalah harehu keva. There's no such thing as a snack on Shabbos. No such thing. No such thing as a snack on Shabbos. So you want to eat it on Shabbos? Automatically considered keva. And then it's chayv and shumas and meisers, even if it doesn't go into the front door. That's the power of Shabbos. V'harei hutmanu l'achilas Shabbos. You hid them to eat on Shabbos. The kids want to eat them on Shabbos. V'hukvu'u. So they become established as if they're ready to be taken off shumas and meisers, even though they didn't go into the front door. Why? Shabbos. A rule about Shabbos.
Wasn't that the biggest crazy case where they hid it?
V'hai tinokos. V'hai denaka tinokos. Why are you bringing a crazy case of kids hiding it? Rebusihi. And add an extra point. Da'ashinu d'yesh lehem machshava ayde maisa hamuchach. Because even a machshava alone, this will work. The kids had a machshava. We're going to eat the trumas. That's enough. That's all you need. Even the kids could do that. K'damrina b'chal kol chashoktin. V'te'enim dover shenigma v'lachtonhu. El im kein chashav aleim l'ksios l'grogros. You have to have intention that I want this to be done. V'shmina minei. The bedover shenigma v'lachto. Shabbos kovas l'maiser. Below re'ias p'nei abayis. Shabbos will make it into a keva, even if it didn't go through the front door. V'dover shenigma v'lachto. If it's not a gemar malacha, lo shma'inan ikvia ilo kvia. I don't know about the issue about the kvias. Fine. So what happened? Again, Shabbos, therefore, matzah Shabbos, you can't eat them. Ah, it's only arai. No, Shabbos, you had them designated for Shabbos, now they're keva. Now you have to actually take off chumas and maizmas, you can't eat them otherwise.
So why doesn't he talk about here the whole principle of brera?
We're going to get to brera. The whole tomorrow is brera. The whole tomorrow is brera. Am I right about that? Brera's coming up in the next few days. Brera's coming up in the next few days. Utna Nami. There's another bright, another Mishnah in Maizras. It says the same thing. It might be the same Mishnah. It says the same thing over there. Hamavir to Einan Bechatero. If somebody brings to Einan into his chatzar, Lixos Bono Vubene Beso. To, what? Lixos. To dry them off, which is not a Gemar Malacha. So they're not Gemar yet. The kids can eat them, and you too. Can eat them arai, and you're potter from taking off meiser. Why? Because only something that has a gemar malacha. And drying them off, you're not done yet. It's not a gemar malacha. Okay? So it's potter. Now the gemara is going to ask, boy mine rava, mayor of Nachman, Shabbos, Mahu shetikaba muksa lemaiser bedover shalonigra malachto. What about Shabbos? Does Shabbos have the power? Shabbos had the power to turn something not in my house, in my house. Right? That's what we saw the first Mishnah. Something that never went into my house, never didn't see Pnei Abayis, but it had the power to turn that into as if it went into my house. Right? When we saw that, that was the first case with the kids. It becomes keva, which means, by definition, because of Shabbos. Can Shabbos turn something that's not Gemar Malacha into Gemar Malacha? Can Shabbos do that? That's the question. You hear that question? Shabbos has the power to turn Arai into Keva. Does it have the power to turn something not Gemar Malacha into Gemar Malacha? Didn't our Mishnah say that? Didn't our Mishnah say that on Shemitah, Rashi says nothing's Gemar Malacha. It's way out in the field. But since it's Shemitah, you can get up and designate them because there's no Meister. So that's why this Gemara is here. You hear what's going on? Now the Gemara wants to know, can Shabbos turn a non-Gemar Malacha into Gemar Malacha? Why? The Chashivas of Shabbos. Can it do that? Mi Amrin, and do we say, Kivon She Dixiv? It says, V'kiratza L'Shabbos Oneg. Why the Gemara brings this pasuk? I have no idea. Shabbos is the time for Oneg. Okay, very good. Shabbos is the time for Oneg. Therefore what? Kavua V'filo B'davar Shalom Nigma Malachto. Even if it's something that's not Gemar Malacha, meaning it could turn not Gemar Malacha into Gemar Malacha, Odilma, no. B'davar Shignigma Malachto Kava. No. It could turn something that it's already done. It could turn it into Kvias. That it could do. B'davar Shalom Nigma Malachto Lo Kava. But if it's not Kvias, it can't turn it into Kvias. That's the Gemara's question.
B'davar Shalom Nigma Malachto is by definition Mukta.
Correct.
The Shabbos cannot turn Mukta.
No, but you that's exactly our question. You had Masmano. You prepared it. I'm going to eat it anyway. I have nothing else to eat. Okay. So, but I didn't take off Trumas and Maizras. So can Shabbos say you can't eat it now because you got to take off Trumas and Maizras? Or do we not say that? So, Amalei, Shabbos Kovas, Shabbos works. Bein B'davar Shenigma Malachto, Bein B'davar Shenigma Malachto. It works regarding both.
What?
This is what Rashi alluded to. It works to turn something that's not Gemar Malacha into Gemar Malacha.
Meaning that you need Meister.
You need to take off Meister. Exactly.
Meaning that you cannot have.
That's right. Now, but what's the, we just give an answer. Like, what's the proof? What's the source? So, Amalei, Ve'ema, Shabbos Dumi Dechatzar. Why are you saying that? Shabbos should be no different than a Chatzar. Ma Chatzar Eino Kavas El B'Dav Shigam Malachto. The Chatzar only works if it's Gemar Malacha. Right? Av b'Shabbos lo tikaba el b'davar shenigma malachto. Why are you saying that? Why should Shabbos do that? Why? Amalei, I'll tell you why. Limud arach hu b'yadenu. There's a big story over here. Limud arach, a long limud, a long arich is over here about this issue. Why? Shal Shabbos kovas, because Shabbos works, bein b'davar shenigma malachto, bein b'davar shenigma malachto. That's all. He doesn't explain why. Shabbos works. Now we're going to explain why. Omar Mar Zutra Breder of Nachman, Afar Anami Tanina. Our Mishnah said exactly the same thing. Our Mishnah said, V'od Omar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said another thing. Omeid Adam Ala Muksa. A person standing by his backyard. And Rashi points out, since the food's in the backyard, Mistama, there's no Miser. Didn't think of Truman's and Misers, right? Erev Shabbos b'Shvius, on Erev Shabbos during Shemitah, what does he do? He says, those apples I'm going to eat tomorrow. Those apples I'm going to eat tomorrow. What do you see? Right? The only reason this works is because it's Shemitah. Taima d'Shvius. It's a Shemitah year. D'lav bar itzuriu. There is no Meiser. Ha b'shar shnei shavua. But if it would be another day of the week, another year, another Shabbos, not in the Shemitah year, Hachanami to Aser. It would be Aser. Why would it be Aser? Because Shabbos turns it into Kavua, and therefore you got to think of Trumas and Maizras. It's a Beferish Mishnah. On the Beitza, the Vlam and Dalad Amadal, from the bottom. My Taima, what's the reason for all this? Lav Mishum, isn't it because the Shabbos Kava? Shabbos made a Kavias? Right? So Shabbos is Koveya, the food, even though there's no Nigma Malachto. And what do you see from here? Right? Der Nachman's right. Shabbos is different than a Chatzar. Chatzar only works on Nigma Malachto. Shabbos works no matter what. My Mishnah said so. The Gemara says, low. It's not a Raya. Shiny Hassam. It's different over here by our Mishnah. Why? Kivan to Omar, Mikan ani ochel l'machar, since he said I'm going to eat these apples tomorrow, Kavale aluve. He basically said, there's a Gemar Malacha here. I'm eating these the way they are. What's normally Gemar Malacha? We say, smoothing out the pile, all these Mishnayis and Zroyim. It's every Mishnah talks about this issue. Maisras and Truma, they all talk about this issue. So, because there's no Chiyav on Trumas and Maisras until you take off, until you, what's it called? Until the Gemar Malacha. So, The reason why there's Gemar Malacha, not because of Shabbos, it's because you said so. You declared it so.
Do you need Gemar Malacha and bring it in from the front door?
Yes. 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 So here, you have the Gemar Malacha. What's the Gemar Malacha? My saying so. I'm eating them tomorrow. You don't eat unripe things, so therefore they're done. Gemar Malacha. Right? Ihachi, my are your Shabbos. What are you bothering with Shabbos? I feel b'chol nami. Same thing on chol. Same story. If you say I'm eating those tomorrow for dinner, that's it. You have a gemar malacha right there. What about Shabbos? That's it. You said a gemar malacha. It's not, the farmer would argue with you. Good, let him argue with you. But you said this is a gemar malacha. So you know what? You're right. There's no reason. Shabbos is a whole separate reason. Hakamash malon, the tevel muchenhu etzel Shabbos. That you're not allowed to take off Trumas and Maaser on Shabbos. What if you did? You didn't listen to the rabbis and you took off Trumas and Maaser. It's a daraisa. Then the rabbanon. It looks like you're besaking kli, right? It's a halachic betikun. So long as you're what if you did it? Shim av avetikno mitukon. It works. That's why we mentioned Shabbos over here. Nothing to do with Hilchas Maaser and Hilchas Gemar Malacha. Nothing to do with that.
No. I think the problem is as follows.
That if you did it, it works.
No.
Yeah.
Because on a regular day, as soon as it's done, make take off Maaser, you can eat it.
Right.
If you start in Shabbos, and you start, I wake up Shabbos morning, I go inside to make breakfast food out.
Right.
It's just completed now.
Right.
Can't eat it.
Right. Because you got to take off Trumas and Maaser.
Because you should have taken it beforehand.
And what if you did it? What if you took off Trumas and Maaser? On Shabbos. So does it work?
Yeah.
When
I can go back to the prayer later.
That's right. Shemavar matukan. If you did it, it works. Shouldn't have done that. You didn't listen to the rabbis. But it works. That's why we mentioned the kol. That's what the whole of the Shabbos is brought in here. It's just to let you know that you shouldn't do it. And if you did it, either Bishogi, I don't know about Mason. We're going to get that tomorrow.
No, we're going to go with the trickery of how to get out of it.
Right. But the point is, the reason we mentioned Shabbos is to let you know that if you did it, you shouldn't have done it. It works.
Isn't it a svek on Shabbos on the Rabbanim?
What do you mean svek?
It's not svek. You're not allowed to take the halacha of not taking Trumas and Maaser on Shabbos is the Rabbanim.
Right.
And tevel is also the Rabbanim, no?
Yeah.
So now on Shabbos.
It's the same Rabbanim.
What?
You're not allowed to take off tevel because you're not allowed to take off Trumas and Maaser on Shabbos.
I understand that, but it's a double.
It's a double Rabbanim. Maybe that's why it's mutter. I don't know. Maybe that's why.
It has two stages. Right. So first of all, it's tevel, and then it's mutter.
Right.
So
right.
It has to be.
I hear. All right. So we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone, have a very good day.